This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Radio Shack announced today it's going to be closing as many as 1,100 stores, about 20% of its total. Sales are way down for the electronics retailer the past couple of years, which has been trying to reinvent itself again. You know, it's easy for people to make fun of Radio Shack in this digital age, but as Marketplace's David Weinberg reports, for all of its struggles, Radio Shack is one of this country's great business success stories.
Radio Shack has tried to be the go-to store for a number of new electronic products. It started in the 20s with radios. For a lot of kids who grew up in the 80s, though, that product was the remote control car.
Remember that piece of crap? It's attached to a cord. I'm going to go take my Corvette for a walk now. So thank you, Dad. Best Christmas ever.
That's Rob Marr, one of many, many comedians who have bits about Radio Shack, a store that has been reinventing itself for decades. Radio Shack was founded in Boston in 1921 by two brothers, Theodore and Milton Deutschman. But by the 1960s, the company was floundering. Then along came Charles Tandy, who had a company that sold leather goods. He bought Radio Shack and changed the name to Tandy Radio Shack and Leather. The leather business didn't last long.
We were kind of the parts place. You could go and get resistors, transistors, capacitors, that type of thing.
Gary L. Hunter teaches marketing in Illinois State, and for 17 years he worked at Radio Shacks in North Carolina and Kentucky. Hunter worked at the company in the 80s when a new product came along called the computer.
Oh, yeah. I sold Tandy computers. We sold compact computers for a while.
The company, in its latest incarnation, wants to be a mobile phone store, but it's not working.
It's tough for any retailer to sell and make significant margins on cell phones.
George Lowe is dean of the Neely School of Business at Texas Christian University in the Tandy building, named after Charles Tandy. He says Radio Shack has managed to stay alive because it's everywhere.
It's convenient for people to go pick up whatever it is they need to pick up, and that's why they survive.
There are over 5,000 Radio Shacks around the country, but not for long. I'm David Weinberg from Marketplace.